This is Daryl Kessel with today's podcast. Today is Friday, October 18th, 2013. And today we know that the debt ceiling has been lifted. The nation is safe until the next crisis. It turns out that $2.2 billion helped to end this crisis. That was scheduled for a dam project in Mitch McConnell's state of Kentucky. I didn't know it, he said. Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee, and Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, they did it. They forced me to take this money, he said. How convenient. The mob calls that arrangement a cutout or a straw man. It's criminal for us, but it's okay for Congress. Or maybe it was all just a coincidence after all. Washington is a perfect environment for such a coincidence. That's not the subject for today, however. No, today's subject is what can we do? What are some of the things we can do to deal with the economic problems, the economic mess that we face? One possible solution is to return to a classical gold standard. And that is defined as when the U.S. government defines its currency as a fixed amount of gold of a certain weight and purity. The idea is you can go into a bank and bring in some paper money currency, say $1,400 in today's value, and receive a 1 ounce gold coin. You can also bring in that same gold coin and deposit it in your account or receive its value in paper currency. The classical gold standard does not require us to go to the grocery store with a bag of gold, as many people seem to think. We would still use currency, paper money, bank accounts, checks, credit cards, and the like. It just means that you could cause your currency or bank deposits to be exchanged for an equal value of gold. The gold standard, as defined, as I have defined it, would do something that we now think of as impossible in Washington. That is, it would keep the currency honest and valuable because the government would be bound by the same law of convertibility. The government, therefore, would not be able to send a $2.2 billion bribe to Mitch McConnell without a way to pay for it, whatever gold, if any, that is left in Fort Knox and in the vaults of the Federal Reserve should be used to back the U.S. dollar. The government doesn't allow independent audits of Fort Knox, and the Federal Reserve certainly doesn't. But whatever is there should be used to get whatever dollars are left a solid inflation-proof backing. The classical gold standard seems like a radical idea. It would require certain changes. Crony capitalism and Keynesian economics would both be gone. The U.S. government would be forced out of its empire mode. No more imperial hubris. The classical gold standard leads to an atmosphere of peaceful cooperation among people. It is the best non-national world currency because, despite their differences, each national currency is comparable to a neutral common world currency, a specific unit of gold. Currencies convertible to gold are also mutually convertible to each other. The international monetary system is thus beyond the control of any one country. Constant manipulation of the value of currencies destabilizes the social order, destroys savers, destroys the middle class, enslaves people and nations with debt, and increases strife at home and abroad. Since August of 1971, the world has been on a world dollar standard. As Jim Grant puts it, faith-based money, meaning money based on nothing but the empty promises of politicians, thus violates the constitutional order as defined by the founders of this country. It leads to hatred of those who hold the privilege of international reserve currency. Is a new golden age possible? I believe that it is, but the nations of the world will have to rule out national reserve currencies and accept an international classical gold standard. Gold would then be the reserve currency of a world trading system open to all. Impossible or not, folks, that's the way I see it. Friday, October 18, 2013, until next time. This is Daryl Kessel. Thanks for listening.